Welcome to Simplifying Life Through Technology. Joining us in the podcast studio today, we have Nikki Robinson from Lake Norman Realty. Today, we'll explore how technology is transforming real estate, discussing the benefits it brings to realtors and homeowners alike. Join us as we uncover how technology meets real estate. Be sure to listen to hear the services SoundVision offers to real estate agents to help them navigate technology in homes they're selling. Welcome, Nikki.
Thank you.
How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Fantastic. So, tell me, how do you two know each other?
I had a house listed over near Mooresville High School. Mark called me on my sign on a Sunday, actually, and I'm one of those realtors who picks up her phone, and he's like, I saw your sign. I want to see the house. And of course, I go through the whole agency representation. I represent the seller, not you, but I'm happy to open the door for you. So I met Mark and Kristen, and they actually bought the house. That's a great house. And you still own it.
It's a great house. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's been great.
Okay. I've sold that floor plan four times. You know, Bubba Sloot built all those houses back in the 50s, 60s. I've sold that floor plan so many times. So I know that house like the back of my hand.
Mm-hmm. So Mark tells me we both live in downtown Mooresville. We actually had the mayor of Mooresville in here not too long ago. We are highlighting how downtown is growing and improving and becoming more of a community. Is the downtown area where you mainly sell?
I sell all around, but I am from Mooresville. And so the 28115 has definitely a special place in my heart for sure.
That's home.
Yeah. And that's where I live too. So you really get accustomed to anywhere you need to be is 5 minutes. So if you're like me and always running late, even if you leave like at the time your meeting starts, you're only going to be 5 minutes late.
You're not wrong.
I mean, church, gas, convenience, restaurants.
She's shopping. Already selling. So much for not being in
Sounds
the limelight.
Like such a great place.
Well, you know, it's easy to sell something that you love. So that makes it feel like not work. So.
That's what we do here.
Exactly. Absolutely. So how long have you worked in real estate?
I have been selling here with Lake Norman Realty. I'm in my 10th year, actually. I started with Lake Norman Realty. It was a great fit for me, and I've been recruited by some other firms, but I just can't go anywhere else. We're like a big happy family, you know? I love it.
That's awesome. So have you had any experience with technology in homes you're selling, or like smart home features, doorbells, security systems, automation systems, anything like that?
Yes, actually I have. So I always find that stuff interesting. And I always talk to my clients about, you know, hey, people are watching us, or at least be prepared that more than likely most people have Ring doorbells and they're probably paying attention. So don't say anything you don't want them to hear. Yeah.
One of the reasons we like having realtors on our podcast is to get a feel for the market. And we'll ask you about that in a little bit, because a lot of the folks that listen are very interested in the real estate market, whether they're buying, selling, or whatever, just because they have holdings. But the other thing is that we offer services both for a buyer's agent or a seller's agent. For a buyer's agent, you know, we can come in and look at what is in the house, if it's working, tell you what the value is. You might need to put some money into it, which could be very important. Where a regular inspector, like, doesn't really know about our stuff. Mm-hmm. And then from a seller's agent, before you even list it, we can say, hey, this is what's in the house. You know, is it $10,000 or $100,000? Because it makes a big difference.
Oh, sure. Especially when you're valuing something like that. Because when you're looking at comparable sales, that, you know, you might have a home that has a really high-end audiovisual system, and then you have a comp that doesn't have anything. How do you value that? You know, I could tell you what a boat slip's worth, but I would not have any idea what a really sophisticated AV system looks like and would be valued at, how much it would cost to install, and then, like, I guess you have to depreciate if it's not brand new and whatnot. So, yeah, that's interesting. I'm glad you shared that.
Do you see an increase of technology in the homes nowadays?
I would say yes. Like, everybody has the doorbells, you know, everybody. Mm. Security, and then the thermostats, a lot of the smart thermostats I see everywhere. You know, most people, when it's time to upgrade, they may not upgrade automatically, but when it's time to replace, they're definitely going with the digital stuff that they can do from their phones.
Right.
That kind of thing when they're out of town or whatever.
Do you notice that you have a lot of buyers asking if these features are included, or is it just kind of like, oh, this is in the home? Oh, that's an added perk. That's great.
Yes, I would say most people aren't necessarily paying attention to that, or it's not a deal breaker. It's a negotiable, not a non-negotiable. So it's always an added bonus when it's already in place.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they really appreciate it. like I said, I don't have a lot of high-end luxury clientele. I mean, I'm here to help everybody, but it just seems that that's not my sphere of influence. I always say I'm the blue-collar realtor, the working man's realtor, you know. But I have been in some high-end homes, either on property tours, open houses, and I've had, you know, a handful of clients that want to see those. So am I able to showcase that? So no, I'm pretty ignorant on how all that stuff works. But what I normally find in the high-end homes that have these really cool and sophisticated AV systems is that typically the listing agent who understands it because they've been educated by the owner of the property will be there to feature it and show you how all the technology works. That's really helpful.
I'm actually curious. Are you saying that in a higher end luxury home, when you are the buyer's agent, so you're taking me to go see this house, the listing agent is there when I come see it?
Yes, sometimes.
Really?
I'll give you an example. It was a NASCAR driver's home that I was showing. Mm-hmm. And so he requested his representative be there. And that representative would show me and my client how all the stuff worked. Like they had the automated blinds,
sure,
the projectors, security cameras and all that. So they would be there to showcase that.
You feel that was there to showcase the electronics or the technology, not because the person was famous?
Probably both. I mean, I would definitely say the person was famous. So yes. Mm-hmm. Well, because they have more than just sophisticated AV equipment. They have Alexas in their closets. Right.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. And yes.
Yeah. That was like where I was first introduced to the really expensive Golden Goose shoes. I'm like walking into this NASCAR wife's closet and I'm like, what are all these shoes? I mean, tons of them. I'm like, I'm going to have to remember that. I looked it up and I was like, oh, that's where.
So we've done a lot of NASCAR folks, a lot of NASCAR folks. And without naming names, I will tell you some of the cool stuff. We did one where we had a theater and in the back of the theater, behind the screen would go up and there was like a panelized wall and there was a fake door, went into a vault. It was literally like a vault. Safe room.
Safe rooms. I'm hearing a lot about that.
And they had a cell tower just for that because you're in a safe room. You can't get cell service.
Yeah, you have big concrete walls.
Yes. It's literally a vault. There's like a TV in there and there was a cell tower in there. The thing that was even cooler is you could go in the vault and we had a button. So once you shut the door, the panel would close and the screen would come down.
That's really cool.
It was really cool.
I am intrigued by all these hidden doors and hidden passageways. You know, like I've even seen in kitchens where you raise the countertop in the island and there's a staircase to the wine cellar.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's not cool. Really like techie, but it's...
No, that's hidden, really cool.
The hidden rooms. I'm hearing a lot more about these safe rooms after the pandemic. People really building like bunkers. Have you ever been to the Greenbrier in West Virginia with the bunker?
I feel like I know that name, but no, I have not.
So the Greenbrier is a resort. It's in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. It was actually where we went with the Lake Norman Realty luxury trip. So Lake Norman Realty pays for their top producers to go on a vacation. We're going down to the beach this year, so I won the trip again. So that's exciting.
Very
congratulations.
Nice.
Thank you. But the Greenbrier was a bunker built by a president, and it was hidden. So if you go to this resort, and then, of course, you can tour the bunker. You know, it's well known now.
Yeah.
People suspected it, and then they finally came out and admitted it. But the coolest part about it is you have to go upstairs to get to the bunker. That's how they were able to hide it so long. It's built into the side of a mountain. So, gotcha. But people kind of suspected that there may have been hidden rooms in this bunker. So they would go to the resort looking for the doorways. And of course, they were always looking down in the basement and no one really realized that you actually went to the top floor to go through the bunker.
Very smart designing.
Cool. Yep. What about Wi-Fi? Clearly, it's unbelievably important. In fact, I don't think it's a stretch to say plumbing, obviously necessity. Heating and air, obviously necessity. Electricity, obviously necessity. Good network is pretty close to being almost a necessity nowadays. Is that fair?
Absolutely. And especially people that work from home, like if they are looking in more rural areas, that's a really hard word to say.
It is a hard word to say.
Say it five times really fast.
Rural.
It's like rivalry week. Say that really fast.
Oh, yeah.
I can never do it.
We're going to get into basketball soon.
Which I'm really excited about. I love college basketball. But yes, in rural areas where, you know, internet is not available for people that work from home, it's huge. I mean, it can definitely be a deal breaker unless they're looking at like satellite and things like that. Mm-hmm. I've had people want to run speed tests.
Networks have exploded. I remember early on, we weren't even doing networks. Like they didn't even really exist. I've been doing this that long. But then it was from dial up to high speed. And our network prices have gone anywhere from, you know, $500 or $1,000 to now we have $10,000-$15,000 networks. Wow. Larger homes, obviously. But to have not only the speed, which is kind of the most common thing people ask about, but the cybersecurity part of it, being able to do updates and patches and all the stuff that now is kind of ubiquitous when you talk about networks. I guess one of my reasons I asked the question was that I wanted to see how much people cared about that stuff. Other than just speed, does that even come up or is that still maybe a little ways away?
I would say people are starting to pay more attention to it, you know, and not just about speed, but, you know, if you have thicker walls, like for example, in my house, I have a big double-sided fireplace. And so my router is in one room, but because of the giant brick wall right in the middle of my house, I have to have a mesh.
Yeah, sure.
On the other side of the house. So when you're talking about expansive houses too, where you might have really good reception for Wi-Fi in one room, but in the basement you don't, people are definitely thinking about that.
Yeah.
And how many people are on it at the same time.
That's another thing is it used to be, you know, a couple handful of devices. Now it's very common to find 50, maybe even 100 devices online.
With just four people in the house.
Yeah.
And it's everyone's crazy streaming stuff. And everyone's on their phone and everyone's working on laptops. And so, yeah.
What about home theaters and media rooms? We do a lot of those. And I've noticed we've had some renovation projects where that's what they're looking for. Do you see that in a lot of homes?
Somewhat. I mean, I think people still enjoy going out to the movies and people stream anywhere. So I don't see a huge want for a theater, but I don't necessarily have the high-end clientele base that maybe others do, just if I'm being honest.
I would say that there's theaters, there's quote-unquote man caves or she sheds. There's media rooms, which are open, pool table, maybe a bar.
Poker tables, gaming tables.
And they want that kind of sports bar.
The pub.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Cigar lounge. I mean, we do all this rooms. Kind of stuff. There's a gentleman in Davidson that built a casino that is kind of off the grid. And we couldn't do pictures because it literally is a literal casino.
Wow.
So
the coolest thing I ever saw was a golf simulator in a basement.
We've done many.
That's actually really cool.
So Zach actually, in fact, there's pictures here. He did a $250,000 room, $250,000. We did the design on everything, the beams, the lights, everything in it. It was dual projector. So it had a golf simulator, full golf simulator. And then 6 feet in front of that was a projection screen that came motorized out of a beam. And the lift had two projectors. It would come down for one for the golf sim. And then when you watch the movie, it would come down farther so you could get to the other one. It's pretty cool.
Unreal.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Wow.
So
how do you see technology affecting the realty world?
Definitely, like with Mark touched on this, I think the security, you know, people have a lot of cameras. They want to see what's going on around their property. They want to know when their kids are coming home, when they're going, what packages are being delivered. People talk to their pets through their phones.
Oh my gosh, they do.
I know a couple people that do that.
Yes. So here's an interesting thing. I don't know if you know, but cameras. In North Carolina, you have to have a burglar alarm license and a low voltage alarm license to actually run wires and install cameras. You know, clearly anybody could actually do it, but to get a permit and have it pass, you have to be a licensed contractor. Also, with cameras, if a business is doing it and you are licensed with the North Carolina Alarm Board, that means every person in the business, not the people that are working in your house, the accountant, Andrew and marketing, everybody's got to go through criminal background checks, has to have fingerprints, has to do the background check every year. So we're licensed and bonded. And that's what Kristen handles, actually.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important. People don't realize how important it is to have trustworthy people coming into your homes and dealing with products that you're spending all this money on. You want to go with a company that you can trust.
So for the install, like if you get like a Ring doorbell for Christmas, or I know a lot of real estate agents give closing gifts and they give Ring cameras. So are you saying that you should have someone licensed to put it in?
You know, I believe with the doorbell camera that has a special,
they can just like plug it in and be done, right?
You know,
if it's monitored and all that kind of like more sophisticated security stuff,
any hanging cameras have to be. North Carolina is like pretty crazy about it.
I can't imagine people even know about this.
The way they check is if an inspector sees it and asks a question, hey, who ran these wires? We pull all our permits for any job that we do. We have an inspector actually looking at the stuff that we do, just like an electrician does. You know, a lot of times we may be called in late And one of the problems with being called in late is if the electrician's already done and we have to go out there and it's, you know, last minute, the GC doesn't want to pull a permit. You know, sometimes the guys will come back and they go, wait a minute, like this wasn't here when I came out the first time. Thankfully, we haven't had that problem in many years, but we've had situations where stuff's had to been ripped out.
Is that requirement for commercial properties or residential also?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, both.
So, you know, I do a little commercial real estate too. Oh, I won't say little. I'm starting to do a lot more.
Well, good.
Commercial real estate.
Good. Yes, we do awesome. A lot of commercial business. Yeah. Actually, we're doing row one down there. In fact, we're doing cameras this week for them.
Awesome.
So, well, that's a good segue. So what are some properties that you have listed, commercial or residential, that are worth highlighting?
Okay, so I have a really cool building downtown Mooresville, an older two-story right on the Main Street strip. It was tenant-occupied. The tenant's no longer there. He was paying way below market value, and my clients hired me to, you know, get the building sold. So
it's a cool space, and it's in an incredible location. Like, if you want to be downtown Mooresville, it is awesome location.
Where is it again, you said? What's right around
it? It's right across from the Charles Mack Citizen Center.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great location. Mm-hmm.
The main level is already upfit as a luxury industrial feel office. So it'd be ready for a tenant. There are interior stairs to a second level that need some work.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. But talk about a trophy property right downtown.
Absolutely. So that is prime location.
So that's a good commercial one. What about a residential one?
Well, let's see. I have a listing in River Run, and that's been going well. Also, I have a nice older home on 2 acres right near the golf course.
Mooresville Golf Course.
Mooresville Golf Club, yes.
Not to be confused with River Run Golf
Club. That's right, right. Or Mallard Head.
Or, yeah. That's right, or Mallard.
Take a moment to engage with us. Use the hashtag SoundVisionPod on social media. Drop a comment, share your thoughts, or just let us know you're out there. Fire up those social media accounts and hit us up with hashtag SoundVisionPod. That's SoundVisionPod. And let's make this a podcast community. We can't wait to hear from you.
We do like to kind of finish up with fun stuff.
So, Nikki, who is your favorite band or artist?
I can't say I have a favorite. I love like classic rock and roll, and I love blues. I love all music. I have really an appreciation for a lot of different types of music.
Well, give us some that are up near the top. Well, some names.
Okay, I'm a huge Dave Matthews Band fan.
Okay, very cool.
Went to a lot of his shows in the 90s, so yeah. That was really fun. I grew up with my mom listening to Led Zeppelin, and I love some Fleetwood Mac. So,
what's your favorite Led Zeppelin song?
Going to California, is that how it starts?
Yeah, that is the name of the song.
Yeah, I love
that. Wow, okay,
Van Morrison.
All right. Do you know Led Zeppelin, Andrew?
Yeah, my dad loves Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah?
I appreciate all music. Like you said, I love music. It's just not my first choice. It really does.
So we got to talk basketball before we get out of here.
Yes,
it is Sweet 16 week. And unfortunately, like he's a graduate of a university in North Carolina.
The best blue.
Thank you. That is Nikki's team right there. Good gosh.
Yes.
See a little rivalry going on here.
Well, there's not really much of a rivalry, but as everyone knows, I am a graduate of North Carolina State University.
Yes.
So we are both in the Sweet 16, along with other teams from our conference that we really don't need to discuss. So,
no, but congratulations on the ACC championship.
I will tell you, I don't expect to go much farther, unlike you guys. How do you feel?
Well, of course, in my bracket, which I'm extremely proud of.
I'm proud of your bracket.
I'm 11 for 15. I have won bracket pools before.
Yeah, so okay. Very
I feel
nice.
Really good about my bracket. I printed all these brackets out for my kids. They didn't even fill it out. And I said, my bracket's better than yours. And they're like, well, I didn't fill it out. I said, it doesn't matter. I still win. So, of course, I took Carolina all the way because I didn't graduate from UNC Chapel Hill. So I'm a Tar Heel. And I always like to see them win. But I'm really proud of the ACC conference. We have good representation this year.
We have more than any other conference. We have 4 schools. Did you go to any games this year?
I would love to. Actually, I'd love to go to all live sports games. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah? Yes,
I love to see live sports. Baseball, basketball, football, hockey.
Well, hey, this has been fun, Andrew. You're letting us go on. We're droning.
That's
Andrew.
Okay.
Nikki really does a good job. We talked about how we met, but we have done more than one deal together. I think we've done three. And in each case, you do work hard And when we need information or something, you're on it. You're also a great resource for plumber, inspector, like anything. You not only have them, you like have them at the top of your head.
Well, and they answer their phone for me, which is really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So definitely want to shout you out.
I'm thankful for just my clients trusting in me. I feel just so beyond blessed that people know me, they like me enough to want to work with me, and they trust me with their very valuable assets. And I hope I do a really good job with them, and I value my reputation. So I really do work my tail off.
You're a top class realtor. If you're looking in Mooresville, this is definitely the person to talk to. At the beginning, we talked about the state of the market, and I know there's been turmoil with rates, and I'd be remiss if we didn't have you give just a quick sort of state of the market.
Okay. So Feds met last week and they did not lower rates, but it's not preventing buyers from buying. Buyers are being more selective, I've noticed, though. They're being very picky about what they want and what they expect. So it does behoove sellers at this time to really listen to the guidance of their agents and getting their property show ready so you don't miss an opportunity with a very selective buyer. I'm not seeing a lot of local moves because people are not trading a 3% interest rate for a 7% interest rate. So a lot of the people buying around here are moving from out of area where they took a job here, or they would like to take a job here, or they just want to move, and they're coming from areas where even if they had a 3, they have so much equity and their dollar goes way farther here than in their area. Mm. And so they are willing to either pay cash, or they're willing to go for a higher interest rate to hopefully refinance if it were to come down.
We're definitely not the only area doing this. I see it at a lot of places that we travel, but we have a ton of new apartment complexes, townhome area. I mean, what's driving that? Just building in general. I mean, I'm talking about that because I see it.
Well, North Carolina is a right to build state. So
what does that mean?
It means that you have the right to develop your property for its highest and best use according to the Unified Development Ordinance of your area.
And that's not everywhere is basically what you're saying.
There's no impact fees in North Carolina, which I actually think is a problem. We should have new legislature, in my opinion, because even if you're paying to put in a right turn lane for your new development, at the end of the day, your development is still going to impact roads and schools. And so I wish we could come up with something that would really help support the communities where these new developments are being built. As far as affordability goes, North Carolina is pretty affordable still for people.
I follow on Redfin, and the number one state that people are moving to is Florida.
Florida.
It's number one. Mm-hmm. But when you get out of Florida, like North Carolina is 2 or 3. There's Texas is a big one.
The Southeast is huge.
The Southeast is huge. And they show heat maps all the time. You know, and he's got New York is cold and California is cold. But North Carolina is that second color behind Florida. So it is definitely booming for sure, which has to be something to be thankful for.
Yes. We live in such a protected area here around the Lake Norman market because it's so desirable. You know, we have good jobs, good schools, good weather.
Right.
We are close to the mountains and the beaches, but even broader than that, if you think about the whole Eastern Seaboard, we're very centrally located. You can drive to Florida and you can drive to New York.
Yep.
Yes, you can.
So if you don't want to get on a plane or there's a fear surrounding flying, you still can get where you need to go up and down the whole Eastern Seaboard by car.
That's a great point.
So
watch out, she's selling.
I can't help it. I love where I live. So I do. I really do love where I live.
Well, Nikki, if anyone wanted to get in contact with you, how can they do so?
They can find me online on my website. It's nikkir.lakenormanrealty.com.
Do you want to give out any Instagram, Facebook?
Yeah, my Instagram handle is Live Love Lake Norman. And then I'm on Facebook, both my personal and my business page. So. And Mark, you would be really proud of me. I do have my very own barcode now that you could scan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we love the QR code.
Yes.
That is so,
so
cool.
Great.
I can make them for my contact card, but also for any properties, too. So now I'm starting to, on my signs and stuff, put the QR codes where people can walk up and scan.
That's
very
awesome.
Nice. Well, this has been super cool.
Absolutely.
Really, really appreciate having you as a guest, and awesome to see you as always.
Yes.
Thank you for all the help over the years. Hopefully we'll get to do some more work together, but great having you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
All right.
Thanks for joining us for Simplifying Life Through Technology. To learn more about SoundVision, visit our website at soundvisionlakenorman.com. You can follow us on X at SoundVisionLKN. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at SoundVision LLC.